Okay. Randav Tes Amud Aleph. Two, four, six, eight. 11 lines before it spreads. Daf Tesam with Aleph, 11 lines before it spreads. We only have one more little piece, just closing up the subject we've been discussing. So you see 11 lines before it spreads, you got the two dots. Veloizu bilvad. Okay? So going back to the incident of the Mishnah, Rabbi Gamliel's children had approached him and they told him, we missed Chatzos. We didn't say Kriya Shema yet. Do we still say it? And he answered, the way we saw the Gemara explain it before, is that even the Chachamim who said until Chatzos, really only said that as a geder, meaning it was a measure to keep you from getting too close to the time. But they agree essentially that the Zman is Alois HaShachar. And therefore, now that you've missed Chatzos, they too would agree that yes, you should say Kriya Shema as long as it isn't Alois HaShachar yet. Then Rabbi Gamliel went on and added another point, and he said, this principle, that even though the prescribed time was Chatzos, really it continues until Alois HaShachar, isn't just relevant here. He continued and he said, "Veloizu bilvad amru." They didn't say this only here, but everywhere. All the different mitzvahs of nighttime, where the Chachamim said until Chatzos, the mitzvah really is until Alois HaShachar. So the Gemara asks, it sounds a little strange because Rabbi Gamliel is saying, it's not only so here that we have a gather until Chatzos while it's really till Alois HaShachar. It's wherever you find the Chachamim saying certain mitzvahs until Chatzos. The implication is that Rabbi Gamliel agrees with this universal principle that whenever there's a mitzvah until morning, you're limited till Chatzos. But he himself doesn't agree with that. Rabbi Gamliel mikoamad Chatzos. Because Rabbi Gamliel seems to be saying you should know that there's this general principle that yes, mitzvahs continue until the morning, but yet we put the limit until Chatzos. Does he himself hold that way? Why is he presenting it that way? Rabbi Gamliel mikoama al Chatzos. Rabbi Gamliel himself say that there's a gezeira to say Kriya Shema by Chatzos. Diktani veloizu bilvan, that it would be appropriate to come and say, well, not only here, but also in other instances. So the Gemara answers, Halchi ko'amalo Rabbi Gamliel libonei. Rabbi Gamliel meant to tell his sons the following. Afilo le rabbonon de ko'amri ad chatzos. No, certainly I agree that we don't make a gzera at all here. But even the Chachamim who did say until chatzos, mitzvasa ad sheyale amud ha-shachar. They agree that essentially the mitzvah is unto Alois HaShachar. The reason they said until Chatzos is kedei laharchik adam min averus, just in order to distance people from averus. Okay, so really we're just reiterating what we already understood. Now we're going to move on something of a tangent, analyzing the end of the Mishnah, even though it's not really our subject. So Rabbi Gamliel gave a number of examples of nighttime mitzvahs, that even if the Chachamim said until Chatzos, essentially the mitzvah continues until morning. What were the examples? Hekter chalav and veivorim. First of all, you burn the fats of the daytime karbanis, you burn them throughout the night. So Rabbi Gamliel says that essentially that's until the morning. And also, those karbanis that are meant to be eaten for one day, chatos, asham, toida. So, we know that with karbanis, day means day and then night. So you eat it for that day, and then through the following night. Chachamim said, you eat the karban until chatzos. But, Gamliel is telling us that essentially it continues until Alois HaShachar. So here the Gemara just analyzes this. We make an inference which might sound like it's not relevant, but we'll see soon that this coming Gemara has a very interesting practical implication. Right, you're not getting 24 hours. You're getting from the time of slaughter until the following morning. Right, it's not 24 hours. So the Gemara infers, Ve'ilu achilas psochim loiktani. There's one conspicuous thing missing from the list. We did not say eating the Karban Pesach. We did not present that as an example of a mitzvah that continues until morning. Nighttime mitzvah that continues until morning. The Mishnah gave an example, gave a few examples of things that even though the Chachamim said until Chatzos, really it's until morning. Like burning the fats, eating those karbanos that are meant to be eaten for a day. What? But we're assuming that it should be. We're assuming that it should be, and therefore, what's that? Well, karban shlamim is eaten for day, night, day. That's not appropriate to be on the Mishnah's list. But the Mishnah is kol ha'necholim li'yomechad. All those karbanos that are meant to be eaten for one day, which means day, night. Which includes Toido, Chatos, Asham. Now, where is Karban Pesach? Karban Pesach wasn't listed. That implies, there also, we know generally you're supposed to finish Karban Pesach by Chatzos. But, why didn't he say that there also essentially continues till morning? Implies that it really doesn't. Karban Pesach is different than the others. Whereas the others continue until morning, Karban Pesach, the deadline is essentially Chatzos. And therefore the Mishnah could not list that as an example where the Chachamim made it gather, but really the mitzvah is until morning. That's the implication of the mitzvah. Pesach is not like that. Pesach is still Chatzos and that's all. Or a mini. So we're going to pose a contradiction to that implication. Kriyat Shema Arvitz. We have another brisa that says, the nighttime Kriyat Shema, Ve'ahalel Belele Psochim, and the recitation of Hallel on Pesach evening, Va'achilas Pesach, and also the eating of the Karban Pesach, Mitzvoson ad sheyale amud hashachar. The mitzvah is until morning. This Brisa says that yes, the Karban Pesach should be eaten until morning. Why does our Mishnah, well, imply that Pesach is not among the things that continue till morning? Omer Rav Yosef loy kash. Rav Yosef says, this is not a contradiction. It's a machloikis, whether Pesach is really until morning or essentially ends at midnight. Hor Rabbi Elozo ben Azariah, Hor Rabbi Akiva. It's a machloikis between Rabbi Elozo ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva. So you're right, the Mishnah implies and meant that Pesach is not on the list of the mitzvahs that continue till morning. Pesach essentially ends at midnight. This brisa that says otherwise follows the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Now, this is actually a machloikis, as I said, with very interesting practical implication. We'll see. It says in the brisa, "Va'achlu es habosor balaylo azeh." We have a machloikis. Torah says, "You eat the Karban Pesach at night." Until when? So, what does the pasuk say? They shall eat the meat on this night. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Oimer. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, Ne'emar kan balaylo azeh. It says here, about eating the meat on this night. When in the night? So, we take the word this, and we make it gzeira shava. Ne'emar la'alot. It says a bit further on, Ve'ovarti be'eretz Mitzrayim balaylo azeh. I will pass through Mitzrayim, Hashem says, on this night. Again, this. Now, what time frame is referred to over there? When did Hashem pass through Mitzrayim? Huh? Ma'alalon ad chatzos. Just like there it was midnight. So, avkan ad chatzos. So to here, the deadline for the eating the Karban Pesach is midnight. Oh, Rabbi Yaakov is asking a good question. We're learning that we link it to when Hashem passed through Mitzrayim, and therefore you have to finish by midnight. If we're learning from there, You should have to eat it at the instant of midnight. The truth is that what you're suggesting is very problematic, because there is no instant of midnight. So, it's a problem. What's that? Right. Right. So, that implies? You can't leave it till morning. So he's saying, right, you can't leave it till morning, but you got to finish by midnight. Finish by midnight, and then none will be left till morning. What's that? Oh, so that's what Rabbi Akiva will say. Let's see. So, okay, Rabbi Yaakov's question, Avnei Nezer asks. Avnei Nezer was... Okay, we're actually going to be discussing what he says soon. And I'll just... Meanwhile, we'll mention that he asks this question. If you're deriving from Hashem passing through Mitzrayim at night, that should mean that you eat the Korban Pesach at midnight. That's impossible. There is no time midnight. But midnight is either before or after midnight. There's no actual time midnight. And even if there was, you wouldn't manage to eat the whole Korban Pesach then. So, what is the Gemara saying? How do you get from midnight, from the splitting of the night, to finishing it by midnight? So, the Avnei Nezer says that apparently what it means is that when midnight hits, you should be experiencing the Korban Pesach. What does that mean? So he says this is actually the source. We know that there's halacha and you're not supposed to eat anything after the Korban Pesach, but we want the taste of the Korban Pesach to remain in your mouth. Where does that come from? He says it comes from here. The Torah says that you should eat. Torah, in effect, is saying, eat the Korban Pesach at midnight. That can't be done. What can be done? You can taste the Korban Pesach at midnight. How? Eat it beforehand, and then at the instant of midnight, you'll have the Korban Pesach's taste in your mouth. So therefore, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah infers that what the Pasuk is saying is, says, eat it by midnight, meaning, have the taste in your mouth at midnight. It's telling you, in effect, that it must be eaten by midnight. You can't be pre-Korban Pesach by the time midnight hits. You have to already have the taste in your mouth, whether you're actually eating it or you have the taste left over. Okay, that's the answer to your question. We're going to come soon to this Avnei Nezer a little bit more. But that's the answer to the question. Okay. So, if so, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, yes, he has a Zera Shoveh linking eating the Korban Pesach to Hashem going out of Mitzrayim. It's got to be by midnight. Omar le Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, no. Ma'aloi kvar ne'mar b'chipazoy. A few psukim later it says, ma'achaltem oisoy b'chipazoy. You should eat it in haste. Now, when did they start rushing? What? Oh, right, we'll see. Well, when did they start rushing? The Jews were sitting relaxed until morning. They first started rushing at morning. That was when they actually left. So, ad sh'as chipazon. Not in the middle of the day. At morning they left. That's what Ma'ayim Asa means on this very day. But it was at morning. They actually left in the morning. Rush hour, right. That was a big rush hour. So, ad sh'as chipazon. You can eat it until the time when they actually had to make haste. So you can eat it until morning. If so, why does the Torah say you should eat it on this night? Why did that have to be stressed? Just say you shech the Korban Pesach on Erev Shabbos, on Erev Pesach, and you eat it. So we stress balayla, not to connect it to Hashem going out of Mitzrayim, which implies midnight. We stress balayla, you eat it at night, as yochol yeinechal kikachim bayoyim. Because otherwise you would think that you can eat it already from daytime. As soon as you slaughter the Korban Pesach, you eat it until the next morning. That's how it works with Toida, Chatas, right? You slaughter it 4 in the afternoon. You can eat it at 4:05 until morning. You might think Korban Pesach is the same thing. Talmud loyma balaylo. Therefore the Torah stresses balaylo. You eat it at night. But you can in fact eat it the whole night. Balaylo hunecha. All the Torah is stressing is you eat it at night, veloy bayoy, and not during the day. Shechti, you hold off, you start eating in the evening. So according to Rabbi Akiva, right. He's saying that it's all night. And all the word balayla is stressing, it's not to link it to Hashem going out of Mitzrayim. Just saying not in the day, but you have all night. So here we have a machloikis. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah links balayla azeh to Hashem going out of Mitzrayim midnight. Rabbi Akiva says no. So the Gemara asks, okay, Rabbi Akiva accounted for the word balayla, but Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's main point was balayla hazeh. It should be eaten on this night. That was where he derived the Gzeirah Shavah. So Rabbi Akiva explained, no, when it says night, it's coming to stress something else. But what about the this? That he leaves open. And that was Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's main point. So Bishlama le Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, we well understand. It's like Gzeirah Shavah. He has a Gzeirah Shavah linking the word hazeh, that it says about eating the Karban Pesach, to hazeh, that it says about Hashem going out to Mitzrayim. So itzrich lemichtav lehazeh. He certainly requires the word hazeh on this night to link it to Makas Bechairis, to tell you that it must be done by Chatzos. Elo le Rabbi Akiva. But according to Rabbi Akiva, hai hazeh mayomidle. Why does he need the word hazeh? The Torah could just say, va'achlu oisai balayla. Your main point is to stress that it shouldn't be eaten during the day. It should first be eaten at night. But really you have all night? So just say, va'achlu oisai balayla. You eat it at night. Why does it have to say, this night? So the Gemara answers, lemi'ute layla achir. Now we had to stress this night, not to link it to midnight, but to preclude the thought that you would eat it on another night. What other night would you think? So lemiyote laila acher udos. It's coming to preclude eating it on a different night. Salka daita chamina, because you might have thought that yes, you should have two nights to eat the Korban Pesach. Why? Hayelu Pesach kachim kali. Pesach is a form of kachim kali, meaning it's a form of the lower level kedusha karbanos, like shlamim. Shlamim kachim kalim. The Pesach and Shlamim are both kachim kalim. They're in the same category. How does it work with Shlamim? Mashlamim ne'echolim l'shneyomim v'laylo echol. Shlamim, we know the way it works is that you have day, night, day to eat it. A Pesach nechal shtey loylois bimkoyim shneyomim. So Pesach, the Torah tells you to first start eating it at night. But maybe it would be the same as Shlamim that you have night, day, night. And therefore, maybe you would think that you can eat it night, day, night. You have two nights in a day. So, therefore, the Torah had to stress, eat it on this night. Not to limit it to midnight, but to tell you, you eat it only at night and only on this night. You have one night and one night only. But that one night, you have all night. What? The chippazon means up till the time of haste, which is morning. So you have up until morning. How would you think that you haven't passed the chippazon? Good question. I don't know. I hear. I have to check that out. Doing another. Rabbi Yaakov is asking, didn't the Torah say, "V'achaltem oisei b'chippazon"? Eat it b'chippazon, which implies up until the time of haste. I don't know. Yeah, but now Rabbi Akiva is saying that without the word hazeh, we would have said that when it says you eat it at night, it means for two nights. The night of Pesach itself and the following night.
Each night is the chippazon, because you have to finish by the
morning. But the point of the chippazon is you eat it until the point where you're going to be rushing. Rushing where? Rushing out of Mitzrayim. That's the point of the chippazon. That was only that first morning.
What is the question?
What? Yeah, how could Rabbi Akiva entertain the possibility? Rabbi Akiva is entertaining the possibility that when it says you eat the Korban Pesach at night, it really means two nights. You eat it the night of Lel Pesach, and then the following night too, corresponding to Shlamim. Shlamim you have 2 days for, Pesach you have 2 nights for. The Torah already said you eat it up until the time of haste. time of haste is that first morning.
Assumption.
That's right. That's what he's asking. I don't know. It's a good question. So whatever it is, Rabbi Akiva says, "Komash malon b'laylo azeh." Therefore, the Torah needed to stress he ate it on this night only. B'laylo huzehu nechal. He ate it only on this night. Ve'noy nechal b'laylo acher. But you cannot eat it on any other night. That's why you need azeh. So don't start linking azeh to chatzos. You need azeh just to preclude tomorrow night. What?
Rabbi
Elazar, what does Razaya you mean? Oh, so the Gemara asks, okay. So Rabbi Akiva is saying, in 1 minute, without Hazeh, you need Hazeh to preclude tomorrow night. So doesn't Rabbi Elazar and Azar require that too? How can he take Hazeh and go linking it to Chatzos? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, says, no, there's no notion that you'd be able to eat it the following night too. Because the Torah says, Eloi Saisiru Mimenu Ad Boika Nafka. Torah says, eat it at night, and don't leave any over till the morning. Don't leave any over till the morning. Already tells you that you can't continue eating it tomorrow night, doesn't it? Rabbi Akiva? But Rabbi Akiva gets in the... That's not the last word. Rabbi Akiva says, not necessarily. Imei Hasam. We just have the Torah say, don't leave any over until the morning. Havamina, I would say, my boiker, what morning shouldn't you leave it over to? Doesn't mean the first morning. Boiker Sheni means the second morning. The assumption would be that Pesach is like Shlomim. Just like Shlomim has, like Shlomim also it says, don't leave any over until afterwards, till the next morning. It means the third morning. So here, when it says, don't leave over until morning, means the same thing. You have your 2 nights by Pesach, just so you have 2 nights of Shlomim. And my boiker Sheni, when it says don't leave any over until the morning, it means don't leave any over until the second morning. What? So if so, yes, we do need balaylo hazeh. Even after it says don't leave over till morning, we need balaylo hazeh, limiting it to this night alone. You can't link it to chatzos. Rabbi Elazar Amaloch. Rabbi Elazar didn't go for that. The Torah says don't leave it over till morning. That means the first morning. Called Boiker, Boiker Rishon. Unless the Torah specifies otherwise. If the Torah says don't leave it over till morning, that means the coming morning. And therefore, it's understood that you can't eat it 2 nights. If so, why does the Torah say Balaylo Hazeh on this night? It's to link it to Chatzos and limit it until Chatzos. So, if so, we conclude with the machloikis. Really, what it boils down to is, if we work backwards, could we have entertained the possibility that really the Korban Pesach is eaten for 2 nights? If you could entertain such a possibility, you need hazeh to limit it to that 1 night, but all night. And Elazar ben Azariah says there's no such possibility. We understand that you can't eat it any past the first morning. And if so, hazeh is superfluous. What do we do with hazeh? It's to link it to chatzos and to limit eating the Korban Pesach by chatzos. Now, this machloikis, as we'll see soon, is a machloikis halacha lemaisa. Meaning, Bezus Hashem, this year the Korban Pesach will be halacha lemaisa. But I mean that it was halacha lemaisa last year too. As we'll see. But first, let's see a little bit more. Vahani tanoi kahani tanoi. This machloikis tanoi, whether the Pesach may be eaten all the way until morning, or it's limited to midnight, parallels another machloikis tanoi. This is actually an ambiguous machloikis. If you just look at this price alone, as we'll see, it's not clear what the machloikis is. But now that we've seen this machloikis, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, we'll be able to understand the following machloikis. Netanya. Brisa says.
Did they have a
Maser of whether the parents ate it after midnight
or not?
First of all, it's possible that it wasn't so relevant. Maybe they usually ended up eating it before midnight anyways. But a deadline doesn't necessarily have to be something that you would actually see in practice each year. That's number one. What's that? Midnight, right, right. But maybe that wasn't such a common occurrence that you were able to draw on the clear practice of all previous years, of all previous generations. Maybe. Now, v'ani tanoi k'ani tanoi. This machlokes actually parallels the following. Netanya says in the Braisa, Pasuk says as follows, Shom tizbach es ha-pesach ba'eret, you shall sacrifice the Pesach in the Erev. Erev here means when you slaughter the Pesach, which is the afternoon. Bein harbayim. So you should sacrifice the Pesach in the afternoon. Kivoya shemesh in the evening when the sun sets. Moed seis chomim Mitzrayim, when you left. This pasuk is a triple contradiction, one after the other. You should slaughter the Pesach, sacrifice the Pesach in the afternoon, in the evening, when you left Mitzrayim, which was in the morning. That's what the Torah is telling you. You do it, afternoon, evening, in the morning. So, Rabbi Eliezer Oymer. So Rabbi Eliezer says, here's how we understand the pasuk. The pasuk is actually delineating three stages of the Karban Pesach. Yes, there are three separate times here. Ba'erev ato zeveach. In the afternoon you slaughter it. Ukevaya shemesh ato oichel. When the sun sets, you eat it. Umayit seis chami Mitzrayim. And at the time that you left Mitzrayim, which is the morning, ato soirev, then you burn anything left over. Those are the three stages of the Korban Pesach, the three halachic times pertinent to the Korban Pesach. Slaughter in the afternoon, eat in the evening, burn in the morning. Erev means Bein Arbay. Rashi says that Erev sometimes means nighttime, but sometimes it simply means when the day starts to set, which means in the afternoon, once it's after Chatzais, when the sun starts heading towards the west. Rabbi Yeshua even. Rabbi Yeshua says, Ba'erev ato zeveach, here's how he breaks down the pasuk. In the afternoon you slaughter, Kivay Hashem eshato oichel, when the sun sets you eat, Ve'ad mosay ato oichel vo'oilech, and until when do you eat? Ad moed seischo mi Mitzrayim, until you leave Mitzrayim. Does anybody hear a difference between the two opinions? The way Rabbi Eliezer put it was, slaughter in the afternoon, eat at night, burn in the morning. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, that's not the pshat. You slaughter in the afternoon, you eat at night, and you eat until the morning. At first glance, it's not very clear where the machlokes here is. They both basically seem to be saying the same thing. You eat it until the morning, and then you burn it. But, now that we've seen the machlokes, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva, we can note the subtlety here, and figure out what the machlokes here is too. Rabbi Eliezer didn't say you eat it in the evening until morning. So you eat it in the evening, you burn it until morning. Rabbi Yeshua said no, you eat it until the evening and you eat it until the morning. So Rabbi Yeshua is saying what Rabbi Akiva said, you eat it from evening till morning. And instead that Rabbi Eliezer, who didn't want to word it that way, he said you eat it in the evening and you burn in the morning. He's implying you don't eat it all the way until the morning. You eat it in the evening, you stop at some point. Where does the morning come in? The morning is burning time. So when do you stop eating it? We understand that he means at midnight. So we have actually the same machlokes as Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Rabbi Akiva was actually preceded Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer. Also in the morning. He agrees that you'd burn it in the morning. Just what he's differing with Rabbi Eliezer is Rabbi Eliezer Dafka didn't want to say that you eat it until the morning. In the morning is just about burning. You finish eating already at midnight. And Rabbi Yeshua is saying, no, you eat all the way until the morning. In the morning, whatever is left over, you gotta burn. Okay. So lemaisa, the bottom line, we conclude with the machloikis, whether the Pesach, its essential deadline, the araisa, is midnight or morning. And therefore, that's reflected in our Mishnah, right? The Mishnah did not list Korban Pesach as one of the mitzvahs that continues till morning, because it follows the opinion of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah that no, that essentially ends at midnight. Therefore, it's not an example of something that really continues till morning. The Akiva holds that it continues till morning. Now, the Rishonim make a big deal of trying to clarify who the halacha here is like, because this has implications on when we have to finish eating the Afikoman. We know that the Afikoman corresponds to Korban Pesach. Depending on when the deadline for the Korban Pesach is, that's the deadline for Afikoman. Apparently Chazal didn't have that attitude. You're doing it, do it right. Besides, Tosfos says that the main kiyum of the mitzvah of matzah, is a big sheet in the Rishonim, is the Afikoman. That's the main kiyum of the mitzvah of matzah. So that obviously depends on this machlokes, and the Rishonim have a hard time determining who the halacha follows, because this machlokes comes up in a few places around Shas. We have a few anonymous Mishnayos following Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, like ours. Our Mishnah just presents, at least implies, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's sheet. There are other than imply Rabbi Akiva's sheet. So it's not clear who the halacha follows. And therefore, the Chachamim, the Rishonim conclude that you must be machmir and finish eating the Afikoman by Chatzos. Now, here is what Avnei Nezer. We mentioned Avnei Nezer before. Here the Avnei Nezer comes and makes a lot of commotion. Avnei Nezer, by the way, just note who the Avnei Nezer was. Avnei Nezer was a Sochet Sheva Rebbe. The Lithuanians, the Litvish, and the non-Chassidim like to lay claim to Lumdus, monopoly on Lumdus. The father of the Lumdusha approach of the Lithuanian yeshivas is Reb Chaim Brisker. Chaim Brisker's whole approach was actually influenced by the Sochet Sheva Rebbe, the Avnei Nezer. Avnei Nezer, when he starts to talk, everyone just, there's nothing to say. His genius is astounding, and he mamish, you go through any of his tshuvas, it's just brilliant, it's unbelievable. Chassidus Rebbe. So he says as follows: we all contend with the phenomenon of having to rush to make the Afikoman by Chatzos. So he says, basically the part that we just said before. Why is it so important to make the Afikoman by Chatzos? That's the time for eating the Afikoman. So what's the big deal? Eat the Afikoman and continue your meal afterwards. No, the halacha is that you're not allowed to eat after the Afikoman. That's where we all run into our problems, right? You have to rush through the Suda sometimes. Because you can't take a break, eat the Afikoman, and then eat afterwards. Because you can't eat after the Afikoman. Once you eat the Afikoman, you're finished eating. So he says as follows. He says, 1 minute. What's the idea of not eating after the Afikoman? Says he just inferred, he said, because the point is that when Chatzos hits, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, when Chatzos hits, you're supposed to have the taste of the Afikoman in your mouth. According to Rabbi Akiva, since the Zman is Alois HaShachar, when Alois HaShachar hits, you're supposed to have the taste of the Afikoman in your mouth. Meaning the point is that you are supposed to retain the taste of the Afikoman until the end of the Zman. Okay? So therefore he says as follows. If we're following Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, which is what the Rishonim say, that you have to finish by Chatzos, that should mean that after Chatzos you can eat again. Because again, what's the din of not eating after Afikoman? As long as you have that, as long as the Zman is, you must retain the taste. Once Chatzos hits, you should be able to eat. Why, if so, is the halacha that you cannot eat until Alois HaShachar? So Avnei Nezer says, well, it's because the Rishonim weren't sure who to follow. It wasn't clear, right? The Chachamim didn't say that we follow Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. The Rishonim said, that misafik, you have to follow Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and make sure you eat that Afikoman by Chatzos. But misafik, you also have to follow Rabbi Akiva and retain the taste until morning. And that's why we end up with two chumras. On the one hand, you have to eat that Afikoman till Chatzos. On the other hand, if you're really going with the cheat all the way, as soon as Chatzos hits, you start a meal. But on the other hand, we're machmir like Rabbi Akiva, and therefore we have to retain the taste until morning. Okay? So here he comes with his bomb. And he says, you know what? If you do want to take a break, if you have to come in and continue your suda, I have an eitzah for you. He says as follows. He says, you make it tlai. Really? According to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, once chatzos sits, you're in the clear. So he says, you say as follows. You eat the apikoimim before chatzos, and you say, if the halacha follows Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, I'm intending to be yotze now. Okay? If the halacha follows Rabbi Akiva, that means I have until morning to eat the apikoimim. So if the halacha follows Rabbi Akiva, I'm not intending to be yotze. Okay? Then, what you do is as follows. You eat the apikoimim, you wait until chatzos. Now, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, you're in the clear. Finished. According to Rabbi Akiva, you haven't eaten the apikoimim yet, and you have until morning, right? Because you made your tonight. Now, he says, you can resume your suda, whatever the case is. According to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the time's finished. According to Rabbi Akiva, you haven't eaten the apikoimim yet, and you have until morning. Now, resume your suda, take your time, eat the apikoimim at 4 in the morning, and that's that. This, Avnei Nezer lays down as halacha lemaisa. Mind-boggling.
Another kezayis?
What's that? Another kezayis?
Another
kezayis, 4 in the morning, and that's that. That's classic Avnei Nezer. No. According to Rabbi Akiva, you ate an extra piece of matzah. No problem. You had as much matzah as you want during the meal.
But according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, you had to end by chatzos.
You don't have to bench.
You end it with the taste in your mouth.
That's all. Now you're finished. No. You retain the taste until chatzos. Now you move on. Now bring on the main course. So this, the Avnei Nezer lays down as halacha lemaisa. Shocking the first time you hear it. This is classic Avnei Nezer. I don't know, what should I do? I'm so excited about it. And I'm not the only one. The Brisker Rav said, Noyim Advarim La'imram. He said, this genius, this brilliant twist, he said, it's fitting for the one who said it. And the Brisker Rav used it.
There's some Achronim that don't like it,
right? Oh, we'll get to that. So, the Brisker Rav used it, Reb Chaim Brisker used it, and it's certainly a nice thing to keep under your belt. But yet it's true, there are objections to Avnei Nezer. When you think about it, it seems airtight, right? What room is there to poke holes in the Avnei Nezer? Well, the answer is that there are. The Moshe Feinstein pokes a couple of holes in the reasoning of the Avnei Nezer. First of all, he says he's going with the assumption that according to Rabbi Akiva, you have until morning. Now that's true essentially. But let's remember that we keep talking the whole time about Gzeiris until Chatzos. Right? We're asking, according to Rabbi Akiva, this is an example of something that really continues until the morning, just like Chachamim said until Chatzos. So sure, Rabbi Akiva says that really you can continue until the morning. But that's only essentially. He also agrees that midirabbanan you gotta finish by Chatzos. So, you don't have this Eitzah. Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah agree that you must finish by Chatzos. Just according to Rabbi Akiva, it's the Rabbanon, but you got to keep the Rabbanon still. It's part of being a from Jew, and therefore, he says, doesn't help. Well, that's not oinus. Rush a little bit. Eat that
Avikoimen. Even according to that, shouldn't the time reset for Rabbi Akiva be the Rabbanon?
No, that you can't do. But if midoraisa, the time extends until morning. And midoraisa, you must retain the taste in your mouth all the whole zman.
Oh,
you can't undo that. Right? You can make a gzera derabanan l'chumra, but you can't be mekel with a gzera derabanan. Exactly. That Rav Moshe Feinstein says, the Goyin actually says, if you look at the Goyin in Shulchan Aruch, in a couple of words, as the Goyin style, just with a few brief words, when the Shulchan Aruch rules, you must finish up, you come until Chatzos. So, the Goyin says, because even Rabbi Akiva says that there's a Gzeira until Chatzos. He kind of, with a few words, about 100 years before the Avnei Nezer, precluded the Avnei Nezer's argument. Okay, now, this doesn't really knock the Avnei Nezer out of the ballpark, because the Maisa is a Machlokes Rishonim. It is a Machlokes Rishonim whether Rabbi Akiva holds that there's a Gzeira Darabonim that you must finish by Chatzos. Zabnei still has what to rely on, but we've poked a hole. It's not airtight. And therefore, yes, according to the Gra, certainly that logic doesn't hold. And Rav Moshe Feinstein Taka also makes this cheshbon, and he says, no, the logic doesn't hold. That's one of the major objections raised to the Avnei Nezer. The other major objection raised, there's a lot of discussion about this, maybe you can imagine that there's endless talk about the Avnei Nezer. But the other objection raised is the Avnei Nezer's premise that the chiyuv to retain the taste of matzah is for as long as the zman is. And he came with his brilliant twist in our Gemara, and he said that the two correspond. Chiyuv to retain the matzah is as long as the zman is. But that also, the Achroinim, other Poiskim say, show that it's not necessarily so. But Moshe Feinstein, for example, says it's not true. The chiyuv to retain the taste does not have to do with the zman of eating it. Rather, since there's a din that you're supposed to be busy telling the story of Yitzias Mitzrayim all night, which has nothing to do with the zman for eating, it's a separate din. But Moshe says, that's what the din of retaining the taste is for. You should have the taste in your mouth for as long as you're telling the story of Yitzias Mitzrayim. It's got nothing to do with this amount of eating. Other Achrayim also point out that already Rishonim gave other reasons for the chiyuv to retain the taste. The Ramban says, for example, that what's the reason you have to retain the taste? Because the Chachamim wanted to ensure that you would... The Ramban's cheshbon is the Chachamim wanted to ensure that you would eat it not hungry. You're not supposed to eat the Afikomen hungry. It's a little bit of a balance that you have to strike with the Afikomen, which is why it's challenging. You have to use your head during the Suda and not overeat. Because on the one hand, you're not supposed to eat the Afikomen when you're hungry. On the other hand, you're not supposed to eat it when you're full. So you should be reasonably satiated, but still with more room for the Afikomen, for the Karbon Pesach. So the Ramban says, in order to ensure that you will eat beforehand, that you won't start your meal figuring you'll fill up on the Afikomen or on the Karbon Pesach, the Chachamim said, you know what, there's no eating after the Karbon Pesach. And therefore you'll make sure to eat beforehand in order not to approach the Karbon Pesach hungry. So therefore, we don't want you eating meals at all before you eat the Karbon Pesach. Sorry, after you eat the Karbon Pesach. It's got nothing to do with this man of eating the Karbon Pesach. So therefore, whatever it is, yes, there are these are the two major holes that the place can poke in the Avnei Nezer. A, that even Rabbi Akiva, who says Tal is Hashacha, agrees that Midarabanan, you must finish by Chatzos. And B, that the premise that the chiyuv to retain the taste is limited to the zman is not necessarily so. It could be that even after the zman is finished, you still have to retain the taste until morning. So, that's that. So what would we say, Lamaisa? It's hard to say Lamaisa because there are many different paiskim have different approaches. So that's what we'll say Lamaisa. There are different approaches to the Avnei Nezer. It's something you can keep in mind. You can ask your halachic authority how to factor it in. But at the end of the day, his point is brilliant, and Lamaisa, the paiskim can tell us that it's debatable. Okay. Now we'll move on. Omar Rabbi Abba. Rabbi Abba said, Hakol Moedin. Now he says, don't think, we saw this machloikis here, whether the zman of the Karbon Pesach is till Chatzos or until morning. Does that represent a fundamental machloikis in how the Geula actually took place? So he says, no. Hakol Moedin, everyone agrees, that Kishanigalu Yisrael Mimitraim Loi Nigalu Elo Be'erev. Everyone agrees that the Geula actually took place in two stages. Technically, they were free to leave at night already, from midnight. Shenema, as it says in the Pasuk, Hoitziocha Hashem Elikecha Mimitzrayim Lailo. There's a Pasuk that says, Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim at night. Now did he? He took us out in the morning. But it means that technically, he already caused us to be free at night. We were free to go at night. Yet they didn't actually leave until daytime. Shenemar, as it says in the pasuk, mimocharas haPesach, on the morrow of the Pesach. And they ate the Pesach, and they went out the next morning. Yatzu b'nei Yisrael b'yad Ramah. The b'nei Yisrael went out with a raised hand. So alma nechut. Since everybody agrees that yes, that's how the Geula played out. Technically, they were free to go at midnight, but they actually left in the morning. So what's the machloikis here? Alma nechliku al sh'at chipazon. The machloikis is, how do we construe what the pasuk means when it says you should eat it at the time of haste? Who's haste? There were two different parties who were hastening. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah sova, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah holds my chipazon, chipazon in Mitzrayim. Whose haste are we referring to? The haste of the Mitzrayim. They were already trying to rush the Jews out at midnight. So when it says you should eat it at the time of haste, it means at the time when the Mitzrayim were hastening. Rabbi Akiva sova, Rabbi Akiva says, my chipazon, chipazon di Yisrael. No, when it says you eat it at the time of haste, it means at the time when the Bnei Yisrael were hastening, which is in the morning. Tanya Nami Yochi. We have a braisa corroborating this, that yes, you have to say that there were these two elements to the Geula. Hashem took you out of Mitzrayim at night. Now the braisa asks, did they go out at night? They first went out in the morning. As it says in the pasuk, Mimochoras haPesach yotzu bnei Yisrael biyad Rama. On the morrow of the Pesach, the bnei Yisrael went out with a raised hand. Ela melamed shi'schil olahem geula mibayeret. Rather, you see that no, there were actually two stages to the geula. The geula began at midnight, at which point they were technically free to go, but they actually left in the morning. Now it's interesting to note, like, one is making a point of stressing that the geula is in two stages, which might sound strange. Technically, they were free to go. That was the geula. What difference does it make when they actually got around to it? And the truth is that it's even more than that. We saw in earlier Gemaras that we viewed the morning as the main geula. Now we would think the opposite. That when they were free to go, they were free to go. If they were busy getting their things together, that's called the geula. Why isn't midnight the main geula? So the answer really is, we've seen earlier, along the lines of Rabbi Tzadik HaKoyen, he says that no, this is the whole point. The point is that Yitzias Mitzrayim, the objective of Yitzias Mitzrayim was not liberty. It wasn't technical freedom. That was already at midnight. At midnight, they were their own masters. But we're stressing that our whole celebration of Mitzrayim is the fact that V'lokachti eschem li la'om. Hashem says, I'm going to take you to, as a nation unto me. And therefore, yeah, we got our liberty at midnight. But that's not the point. The point is, when Hashem actually took us and we began our historic journey with Hashem as Hashem's people, that's for us the main point. When we actually followed Hashem out of Mitzrayim, and Hashem was still busy tending to his affairs in Mitzrayim throughout the rest of that night, we didn't consider ourselves as having achieved the Geula yet. That's not the point. The point of the Geula was when we were taken out as the Yam Hashem. What's that?